started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd,
don't you know? Well,
Space City Nerd,
that's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd,
all right, nerdcore,
got that
chip tune,
got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures,
got that.
Board games,
got that.
TV shows and video games, yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite, all right.
Welcome to the Space City Nerd Podcast for the week of May 19th, 2014. We're on the home stretch for Comicpalooza.
Woo!
Well, if you didn't know, that's Ryan, Rex, and Sean. Not necessarily in that order. I think it was in that order.
What's up, Internet? We're much excited about Comicpalooza. Oh, man, I really am. I'm really excited.
I'm excited, too. I always take a week of vacation leading up to Comicpalooza. So I can, my body can be ready.
And I'm, I guess I'm excited, whatever. But no.
Yes, I'm excited.
Did you guys see the special guest announcement this morning?
Yes.
Just tell me so I can pretend that I didn't see it and I can, you know, try to be excited.
Oh, the special guest is the, that one dude from Mythbusters.
Which one?
Wait, the redhead?
No, the bald guy. What?
Okay, no. It's actually Chumley or whatever his name is from Pawn Stars.
Chumley. I hope it's first to my cats, just like on the TV show.
I actually kind of like Chumley. I actually watched Pawn Stars for a while. I'm like, Chumley's, he's not the brightest, you know, guy in the thing, but he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Chumley.
Yeah, Chumley's pretty cool.
He was the guy that found, like, the Nintendo and was like, oh, this is, like, an original Nintendo.
That was actually on Storage Wars.
Oh, Storage Wars.
He was, like, the Nintendo number one, because it was, like, the 001.
So it's is it Chun-Li? You know, with, you know, the legs?
Yeah. The one I main in Street Fighter.
Bird kick.
I thought you main Vega.
Oh yeah. But no, it is another. It's a Lee, but it's not Chum Lee. They're bringing in Stan Lee.
Woo!
Woo!
True. Hello, True. I can't do an impression of him. I was gonna go hello, True Believers, but I can't do it.
Because you're
True Believers. Yeah. Yeah.
True.
He's
believers.
Just got that. He's got that charismatic elderly voice.
Yes.
You know, like
grandpa voice.
You could listen to him talk, you know, for so long. Like he doesn't have to have great stories anymore. He just has to talk. Like, I woke up, True Believer, and I made myself some toast.
Excelsior.
And you'd just be like, did he use jam? Did he use butter? Like, I need to know.
Oh man.
It, I guess you could say it's like an experienced voice.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a way more diplomatic phrasing of that. Without sounding, making myself sound like an idiot.
Go ahead.
I honestly, I don't know why, but I woke up at like 6 in the morning automatically so I can watch it on Fox. Because they had it on like the news in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, my alarm was set for 8 o'clock. But I'm like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. I got to go watch the news. And I was like, okay. But it was really cool. They had a really quick interview with him. I mean, they could have gotten a, you know, a more broader audience if they had chose our podcast to announce him instead of, you know, Fox 26 News, but whatever, you know.
Now, do you know why they waited until, like, the Monday before the convention to make this announcement? Because it's a pretty huge deal. Like,
yeah.
Were they just sitting on this, or do you think maybe they had, like, a last-minute opportunity and they snatched him up?
It was probably a last minute.
Okay.
Because
if you announce him like maybe 3 weeks ago, then people will be like, oh, yeah, and then, you know, kind of bolster up kind of the ticket sales.
Yeah. And I think we should take a group photo with him.
That'd be That'd be cool.
Let's just hope that photos aren't like $100 a pop.
I'm gonna wear my Superman shirt and be like, yeah, I'm Stanley.
We should, if they're $100 a pop, we should stand in the hallways and try to like gather at least 100 people, so it'll be $1 per person.
Yeah.
And group shot for Stanley. I'll get a sign. I'll get a cardboard sign and group shot for Stanley. I'll have a little cup and then we'll just throw a bunch of ones in his face and go, take us a picture.
We'll have to fill in and we'll like grab some Doctor Who people like, he's the fourth Doctor.
Oh man, it's gonna be a fun weekend though. You know, we have those parties planned already. Have some really cool bars planned. And speaking of bars, Johnny from Warlocks, who we've had on here a couple of times, just launched the Indiegogo that he was talking about, and that thing is gonna be really cool. He's got like an arena. He's got joysticks implanted into like the bar stools and every, or not the bar stools, the
actual bar itself.
Like joysticks implanted into chairs, you know. So you can sit on it and play Pac-Man.
Oh god. But yeah, they seem really cool and all that. And then you've got we're actually getting a bunch of nerdy bars. Press Start has a campaign as well.
Yep.
For Booth Rendell video games, and then
he's getting up there in the dollar amount, so well, props to him.
Yeah, and then you got Neil's Bar.
Neil's Bar already opened.
And then, of course, the granddaddy of them all, yep. Joysticks.
Yeah, no. For whatever bar, nerdy bar that starts in Houston, they got to pay homage to the granddaddy, the first one, the first nerdy bar. You got to say hi to Charles and be like, hey, look, I know you're the first guy. Get my blessing, you know?
or like, give him protection money or something. You know?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I heard a rumor that Barcadia is coming back as well.
That's cool.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they like bought some other franchise, and so now they have more money. So now they're going to be like, okay, so, let's do this.
So Houston is the new, you know, nerdy bar area of the... Take that, Austin, you know?
It's like Austin already had too many bars. They couldn't add another one.
Yeah. So we got the cool nerdy bars. So, I mean, it's kind of funny. What do you guys think? I mean, do they actually, you know, our complaint is, you know, all the nerdy groups in Houston are so spread apart. But now we have these bars. Do the people see it's like, hey, the nerdy people are out there. Let's get them together. Is that kind of what their thinking is?
I hope so.
It might work.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it will.
Yeah, I really hope it will too.
I mean, because there's a big nerdy community in Houston. It's just that we're so far apart.
Well, there's also a big nerdy community that doesn't like to go to bars in the first place. So, like, putting up a lot of places that are more welcoming, you know, will slowly but surely draw those people out, you know?
Right.
And, you know, once people, like, kind of see that, it's like, oh, bars are fun. You get to talk to people and, like, hang out and stuff like that, you know? I think that'll encourage more bars to kind of maybe change their style a little bit too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not all sports bars anymore.
Exactly. You gotta have the nerdy bars. That'd be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, but can I play Monster Girl Quest at one of these bars?
I hope so. And we should see if one of, oh God. So we should have a live Let's Play at one of these bars and do something ridiculous like that.
I want to create a bar based out of Hot to Full Boyfriend. I'll call it Bird Brain.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna start Barbel Black.
Barbel.
It's gonna be great.
Oh, Lord. Dude, no.
Well, speaking of joysticks and the parties and everything, we're gonna go ahead and leave you guys on our first break. We'll be back with one of the Comic Palooza staff to actually give us a better rundown and understanding of the awesomeness that is gonna happen this weekend. We're going to leave you guys with 10 Pixels Tall. This is Touchstone. You can find that on 10pixelstall.soundcloud.com. And he will be headlining Friday night at 1820 Lounge. Come check it out and all the other good stuff that we have planned.
1820 Lounge.
So that was Touchstone by 10 Pixels Tall. You can find that on 10pixelstall.soundcloud.com. And you can also, once again, catch him at our Triforce party on Friday. And for now, we have Ginger Nye. She is the hospitality director of Comicpalooza. And she will tell us, she's going to share with us a bunch of dirty secrets from the guests that are coming.
I don't know about dirty, but definitely some fun.
So, I mean, I know people can go on the website and just look at the featured guests and all that, but can you give us like an overview of like some of the most anticipated guests or the people that you think are the most anticipated guests for Comicpalooza this year?
Well, this year for sure, Stan Lee. And Clark Gregg is a big one. And we just added, I think, a fun one that a lot of people enjoy having is Jason Mewes.
Oh, what?
Wait, what? I thought you were talking, before recording, I thought you were talking about Jim Cummings. And we were like, yeah, Darkwing Duck, awesome. I didn't know Jason Mewes is going to be
there. Jim's been signed for a while. Yeah, no, he's been on there for a while. No, we got news that Jason Mewes is going to be joining us. Hanging out with comic book men, and so it should be a lot of fun because the way I placed him in the autograph area, it's gonna be Jason Mewes and the comic book guys directly across from Stan Lee, so it should bring a lot of banter to
I would have put the comic book men next to Stan Lee and then Jason Mewes like somewhere, some corner that no one goes to, and watch him get angry.
We don't necessarily like that, but it would be amusing, yes, from not a non-organizer point of view.
Exactly. Yeah. So sorry for interrupting you on the Jason Mewes note. Who else?
Well, of course, John Barrowman's a huge one. It's and of course we have four doctors, which has never happened before. The announcement of four doctors really hit the Doctor Who airwaves pretty hard. And we have people coming in from all over the world, and I'm really excited about it.
That's crazy.
I got the chance to meet Sylvester once, and I really enjoyed it.
How did y'all pull that off? I mean, that's crazy trying to get all the doctors, with like four doctors like that.
That's the magic that is con organizing, I guess. Who you know? What can I sweeten the pot with? And another big one is we have the Gonzo people coming over. Two of the gentlemen have never been to the U.S. before. And so if you're a fan of anime, this is a good time to come and actually meet them. We have, what is his name? I don't know how to pronounce it. I want to say it right the first time. Tomiyasuro. I said it wrong. Who's done some just fantastic work, and I'm excited to meet him. He was one of the designers even of Dragon Quest. So he's been around.
That is cool. That is very, very cool. He goes way back then.
Yeah, he goes way back, and he worked on Final Fantasy as a concept artist.
Oh, yes.
And some work like that I'm in awe of artists in general. I think it's a talent that people take for granted. I think
Working for both Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, that's straddling the lines there.
Oh, yeah. That's, again, another reason I think he's an interesting guy to meet and be excited about meeting. But we have a fantastic Japanese anime lineup, thanks to Sammy Inuit Heart, of course, which is also a guest. And a fantastic person to interview if you guys get a chance. She's a lot of fun. So when you come out, you'll have to definitely say hi to her as well.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we almost interviewed her today, but the things didn't call fast enough. But we'll get her on the floor.
Of course, Sinia Solo is coming from Lost Girl. And last year we had two people from Lost Girl. We almost had Anna Silk, but we just missed her. Things happen. But Sinia, I think, is going to be a lot of fun to have too. She's a little tiny thing. She looks tiny on camera, so you've got to imagine how tiny she is in person, I'm sure. This would be a lot of fun.
I honestly, I've spent the last 2 weeks tearing my room apart, my closets apart, because of Jim Cummings coming. Because I remember I went to Disney on Ice. Like, one of my last Disney on Ices were, they had, this huge Darkwing Duck number. And I had bought a bill. It was a bill that you could tie onto your head. So you could look like Darkwing Duck. And I thought I still had it because I thought that was the coolest thing. And I was like, I've got to get this signed. And I can't find it. So I'm distraught.
Oh, no.
But that was really cool. The other one that we were talking about earlier is the or in the future, because we recorded the outro. But in the future, you'll hear us gloating about the Titmouse guy, Jerry Schaefer.
Yes.
So yeah, we're excited to meet all these guests and, you know, hang out with them and try to interview them and everything. Earlier you mentioned, you know, how you miss some people and it's how you know. What goes into the selection process of actually the con choosing these guests?
Well, we usually have a couple like the let the oh my gosh, we wish we had these people, and then we have the low the, then we go down from there. So we always try to pull some regular we can probably get them people, and then tell the agent, but we'd really like to be interested if you have this person. Like trying to pull together, we were thinking of one kind of theme last year, like in the summer still, and someone actually picked it up, so I won't describe it, but one of the people in it is very, very high influential type person, not just a movie star. And so we kind of nixed the idea after talking to an agent. He's like, you know how much work that would be?
Oh, wow.
So we're like, you know, that's the numbers aren't bad. It's just all the extra stuff involved. So you have to kind of think what kind of security can you provide for one of the really big stars, and you know, you the risk involved, and if and then if they're even gettable. So
Was
you
it
kind of come down a notch, like you come down to.
President Obama?
I don't know. He's been on Saturday Night Live and a few things. He may be gettable.
Yes, yes,
That's true.
the president's gonna start doing con appearances.
That's right.
Awesome.
So, since you're kind of like the inner circle of the con, do you sometimes get to influence who comes in? You know, kind of like,
Oh yeah.
hey, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple of us at the in our organization that kind of, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Because we're all different ages, and it depends on your age group what you think is popular and what you think will bring more people to the convention. And because it eventually the end point is really to bring people and to experience in person these actors and what they do for a living and get autographs and pictures and enjoy the rest of the con with memorabilia and fun stuff. And we have to kind of weigh everything. Like Tyler Posey, I guess this year, he's a young actor on a very small show, some people think in my age group. But on the other hand, he's one of the hottest actors for the under 15-year-olds there are. You know, for girls. A friend of mine's daughter squealed when I mentioned his name.
That's really cool. Like I'm actually kind of wondering what, you know, one of your oldest mem the part of the organization would deem popular, you know, for him or for her. You know, like their sci-fi from back then, where they kind of like, I don't know, what was that one silent film that had the rocket going to the moon?
Oh, to the moon.
Yeah.
All right, I get.
That was a joke. No one's that old.
All right, I'm just gonna. I only know it because they did it in the Smashing Pumpkins music video.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Well, that's there's certain things like that, but then there's also legends. Like we had Joe Kubert. We had him 3 months before he passed away,
Yeah, and sadly.
and he is a legend up there with Stan. And you have to kind of, you know, a lot of people may not know him because he took a different path and opened a school, and but people in the art world know who he is. And he was just the nicest guy in the world. And I was really pleased to have met him while he was here.
No, I got to say hello to him and shake his hand and talk to him for a little while. I mean, he's been influential. His
Oh.
school has, you know, brought up so many artists
Absolutely.
and you know, and it was unfortunate to see him pass away, you know, shortly after the con. But
Yeah,
you
so
know.
you have to weigh like who's a legend, and they may not bring a lot of people, but if they're a legend, it's worth bringing them in because people will come and will value bringing that person at the con.
Or even last year, Peter David, he's already considered le legendary. So,
Just some good people, even at a young age, of course.
and so you've got Stanley this year. It's going to be really, really hard to top it. For you personally, who would top Stan Lee next year?
Oh my gosh. There's things we're working on, and I don't want to like let it slip out. So I can say a couple things. I would probably enjoy getting some people that are ungettable. And you know, we had the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we were trying to do the Marvel track and everything this year. They didn't quite work out, but you never know next year. They're still gettable. They just schedules, you know, they're filming is the problem.
Right. Correct. And all those Marvel people are constantly filming, so
exactly. But you know, there's a couple True Blood actors I would like. I can't pronounce his name, the Swede. Eric. I would like to get him. I'd also wouldn't mind getting Sean Bean. But they're both very busy because Eric, like I said, I'm sorry, but I don't remember his real name and how to pronounce it. He does a lot of work back home, not just here. And so he's constantly busy.
Alexander Scott. I'm not going to start.
Scott. Exactly. Alexander's working constantly overseas as well as here, so it's really hard to book him as well. You know, any of the True Blood ones are still gettable. They're gettable. They're just busy. They do a lot of different projects. Then we have Sean Bean. Like I said, he's just in everything. Every time you turn around, he's in something. So he's filming constantly. We have, I don't know. There's just so many. I'm such a movie buff. I like I'd like to go out of the genre a little bit as well. And the people I don't know, that aren't always just in these kind of movies and in the pop culture movies.
You know, I know like earlier I joked about your last name off, you know, before we recorded and all that, but that would top Stan Lee for me. It would be Bill Nye.
He's, I wouldn't mind getting him honestly either. I think he might be gettable. We haven't really pursued it, but he's kind of gone a more serious route. So yeah, I'm not sure how gettable he is now.
Maybe you can get Beekman then.
I want the Mystery Science Theater guys. You know,
that'd be great.
We could do like an outdoor thing at Discovery Green and do the movie outside so everybody can join. I would just go crazy for that.
That is a great idea.
Potential sponsors, if you're listening to this, get on that, please, now.
So that would be fun any time of the year, I think, having them out. You know, I think there's a group locally called Pancake or something that does it.
Yeah, Master Pancake.
There we go. And we tried to get them to do some stuff, but I don't think it worked out. But I definitely next year we'll work it out because it was just a little short notice for them.
That would be awesome.
But if we can't get the M3K, Mystery Science.
MST3K, yeah.
There we go. If we can't get them, I definitely would do Pancake.
Yeah, because they're doing, MST3K is doing a comeback next year, I think, or they were trying to do something, so.
Well, then they should have done our con, huh?
Exactly. So, we know sometimes celebrity guests can be somewhat divas and everything, and we're not going to ask you who's been the hardest to work with, who steals towels from the hotel room or anything like that, but who's like the most pleasant to work with or that you've worked with, you know, for Comic Palooza?
That we've worked with so many so quickly.
Or who have you?
Ray Park is really easy to work with. He's just fantastic guest and great personality with the attendees. He's engaging. He even in 2011, he got out. No, 2010, he got out from behind the desk, around the table, and was actually practicing, I guess, demonstrating with the 501st guys. It was nice. It was. I wish I had a video camera. It was just amazing. Christopher Judge and Ernie Hudson are both that way as well. Jeremy Bullock, they all I like the guests that don't just sit down all day, but engage the attendees and really want to talk to them a little bit. I think those are the best attendees. Not necessarily that they're easy. It's just, I think they're the best best for the attendees.
And then of course you had the big emotional moment last year with Patrick Stewart.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was just you can't replicate that. It was just amazing.
That was everywhere. It was great.
If anybody doesn't know, one of the people that was at the Q&A for Patrick Stewart kind of asked an intimate question, and Patrick Stewart just, I don't know, he helped her through everything right then and there.
Oh yeah, and really, really exposed a lot of himself, I think, that he hadn't revealed before because he had just discovered it himself about his father and the PTSD and having to deal with that now, knowing that now. And I think that I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. I just think that's one of those kind of moments at a con or any kind of convention that where you have people and celebrities honestly speaking to each other and being open. You just can't repeat it. And I'm glad it happened in Texas and in Houston. I don't think it could have happened anywhere else. I really don't.
I wish the speech that Stan Lee did in Mallrats didn't happen, and I could ask him about my love life, and he would give it then. You know, that would be amazing. But maybe we could replicate that question, see what happens.
Let's see if he remembers the speech, though. He'd probably make up a whole new one on the spot.
Well, as long as he talks about like superhero genitalia, I'm fine. So how ready are you? I know you're the director of hospitality. You have to get everything taken care of. How are these days looking for you?
It's pretty hectic. We had with such big guests this year, they book late. So it's a little more scary this year for me. But by tomorrow night, I'll be wrapped up, mainly because the hotels have to be turned in for the volunteers. We as a volunteer for Comicpalooza, we offer a reduced rate at the hotel. You have to share, but you do get, it's so little, it's amazing that not everybody does it. And we spread out into three hotels this year. Well, actually four, but we're at the Hyatt, the Four Seasons, and the Hilton Americas, our main host hotel. And it's just amazing how much we've grown between the volunteers and the guests and attendees. Our attendee block filled very quickly. So it's going to be exciting again this year. Galacticon was fun last year. Gave us a little taste of how it is to grow. And this year, it's going to be even better.
And you're going to come party with us one of those nights, right?
Of course.
You know, just to celebrate the success that will be the weekend.
What night are you guys at Neil's Bar?
Saturday night. That's our big one.
Yeah.
So, I know you've been...
Bring some people over there. It'd be awesome.
We'll definitely try. If not, you'll find me at the bar half dead at the Hilton.
But no, thank you for taking the time. I know, like you said, everything is hectic right now. You've shared 20 minutes with us, and that's all we're going to take from you for now. And once again, if you haven't registered or anything, comicpalooza.com, get your badges early. If not, well, you're going to miss out on something that happens.
Oh, and you can, if you're standing in line, if you're waiting in line and it's taking too long, you can buy your tickets through the mobile app and then go change to the will call line.
Well, there you go. I had no idea.
There you go. So, you know, pro tip. From Ginger.
We're going to leave you guys with Johnny Hackenslash and his song Portals. You can catch him on Friday and Saturday night. And we'll be right back.
Hello, and again, welcome to the Aperture Science Computer Aided Enrichment Center. This next test applies the principles of momentum to movement through portals. If the laws of physics no longer apply in the future, God help you.
Got an invite last night, took a cab to a nerdcore show, rocking out in a lab. Knocked on the door, walked right in. Door still shut and I get locked in. Then descended from the ceiling, evil robot got a feeling. It's demonic, electronics, voice
hypnotic,
mind
psychotic.
She says begin the testing, there is no need for resting. Administer the violence, we do this all for science. I start to run to a nearby room and find a portal gun. I go one shot, two shot, step on through. Coming in the orange, going out the blue. Now you know who is getting close behind, and you know who is acting out of mind. So I try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. There's walls and hallways and a maze, but I can't stick around, I don't got all day. So I portal to the corridor next to me, run through the door and hear test one complete. I stepped into a portal, I'm stepping out a portal. I think this world is broken, I think that I'm in trouble. From stepping into portals and stepping out of portals, I think my mind is broken, I think that I'm in trouble now. Oh, 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 oh. Running down halls to the right, to the left, cause you gotta be deft when you're running from death. On the fly, trying not to die, gonna sneak on by this big red eye when I hear
hello.
Oh no, active mode means I need to go, cause I would've been safe if I would've stayed home. Now I got a case of turret syndrome. Jump to the side and I'll portal down, then I'll portal up and going through the ground. Gonna sneak around and avoid its stare. I leave, I'm asking,
are you still there?
Nope, nope, not today. No plans to stay in your elaborate maze. Acid hazmat, you can scratch that. I will never be your lab rat. I stepped into a portal, I'm stepping out a portal. I think this world is broken, I think that I'm in trouble. From stepping into portals and stepping out of portals, I think my mind is broken, I think that I'm in trouble now. Oh, 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 oh. Running through halls till I reach the end, where I'm reunited with two old friends, one that hates me and one that's true. GLaDOS and a companion cube. She says there's a choice to make. If you want to leave, then incinerate your companion cube. Final offer, make your decision.
You monster.
Chunk deuce to incinerators and make my way to the elevators. But I should have known there'd be double crossing. She released the neurotoxin. Oxygen is almost gone. Gotta make this quick or it's goodbye, John. Flip the switch, turn the rockets on, make a portal to her head and drop the bomb.
No, no, no!
Time to go and escape this place before it all explodes. The halls are locked, I don't need a code. Make my way to the lad's front yard with explosions chasing like I'm in Die Hard. One stop down, one more place to go. Next stop, Black Mesa.
Oh. I stepped into a portal, I'm stepping out a portal. I think this world is broken, I think that I'm in trouble. From stepping into portals and stepping out.
My darling companion cube, I'm always singing for you. My lovely companion cube, I'm always dreaming of you. My little companion cube, I do this all for you. My one love, my sweet companion cube.
So that was Portals by Johnny Hackenslash. You'll find him on Friday and Saturday at both of our parties. And you can also find his music at johnnyhnsbandcamp.com. Really amazing album. I really hope that guy gets some like recognition for it somehow. Be it by us or by anyone else. But to kind of close out the show, we are going to check out the panels and what we kind of want to go to and stuff. Everybody got everything pulled up?
Yep.
All right. Rex?
Yes, the anime track is at the front because it's in alphabetical order. And the first one that pops up is something that I'm really interested in, but unfortunately will not be able to attend because our panel in the kids' room is going to be going on. Adjust your tracking obscure 80s anime. is like right up my alley. And yeah, there's a lot of actually really interesting anime panels this year.
Looking at the anime section, I kind of want to go make some tentacle jewelry.
With Claire Hamilton, who I interviewed last week.
Oh yeah, that's on the site, though.
So. Yeah, she talks about that panel in the interview that's on the site.
And then that one that you wanted to go to, that Death Screams?
Yeah, her Death Screams panel is going to be Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m., and she's going to teach us vocal exercises and things so we can make cool noises like we're dying. But
we have to go there. We have to do that. Next week, we're going to do Death Screams at the end of the episode.
Yo, all the music breaks are just going to be us making Death Screams, and I'm going to make some like chill wave beats and Death Scream over them, and it's going to be really cool.
We're going to replicate each of the deaths from every character in Street Fighter.
See, we have a lot of room to improve, so.
Yes.
There's also Gonzo, like the anime studio Gonzo, there's going to be representatives from Gonzo doing 3 different Q&A panels on Saturday and Sunday, which should be real interesting about like every, oh, yeah, 4 different Q&A panels on Saturday and Sunday in which they're talking about like just random stuff about how the anime industry works, which will be really interesting because that's a really silly thing that's happening right now.
Did you see on Friday they're going to have a Megas XLR panel?
Wait, hold up.
Yes.
What?
Megas XLR. Oh, that's awesome. Wait. Also, sorry, just to going back to anime, but Tokyo Dude Metropolis or City of the Future, I kind of want to do that.
Did manga is high art could be interesting.
Yeah. Or how to webcomic.
The creator of Megas XLR is going to be there.
Yup.
Wait. Yes!
Yup.
Let's shake that man's hand. He's from the area, right?
I think so.
Oh, that's cool. I heard that he's from the area. I just didn't really know about that. Cool.
Also, Tales of Con Horror on Saturday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're going to be having a party then, but that would be a real good panel to go to.
Wait, what? Titmouse, Past and Future?
Yep.
What? That's something I'm skipping the party, guys, because actually that's going from 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday.
So it's not actually a panel that's happening.
I know, guys. I'm going to be going to the cosplay speed dating. 18 and up, Friday night.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You should go dress up as Orgasmo.
No, wait. Yeah. You know what? Additional fees may apply. Never mind.
Well, the additional fees means you got to take that girl out on a date.
Yeah.
Or pay her for... Never mind.
Date stuff not provided there.
Oh, man.
Actually, there's a couple like cosplay dating panels. That's kind of...
Okay. I actually feel bad for whoever is going to be doing any kind of panel on Friday or Saturday at 3 o'clock. Because that's the Stan Lee panel.
Oh,
yeah.
Stan Lee panel is when?
On Saturday or Sunday? I'm not sure.
Saturday?
Oh. Yeah, it's on Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad ours is before then because we won't have anyone on our panel.
Yeah. Well, I know like this year I kind of want to go to a lot more panels with like famous people and stuff like that because I've always done cosplays. I've never actually gotten to go to those. And I know they have like all the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on one panel.
So can we go to a Stan Lee panel and go ask him how many dedicated wham it does it take to run a...
What?
What?
What? That's exactly dedicated his wham. Answer. We need to go to the spotlight and Jim Steranko.
Yeah.
And then just scream Bob Kane out until he kicks us out.
Bob Kane! Until he punches one of us and kicks us out. And then someone has to get down on a photo. I want to see Sean get punched by some Jim Steranko, just photo. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, I'll get punched for that. That's okay.
It'll be worth it. I'm going to go check out the Brony panels because there's a ton of them. And that is a thing that is interesting to me because there's going to be a lot of meet and greets and some guy named Matt's Headcanon, which could be real interesting. They're also having a party on Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in panel room 30, where you can come out and chill and hang and enjoy some of our brony DJs. But it's only an hour long, which is kind of sad, but that could be interesting.
I don't understand why.
I know you can get a couple speed drops in an hour.
I'm skimming through this, and like I saw the jokes on you behind the mask, and I thought it was like the mask, and I got excited, but then it's like the mask of the Joker, and I'm totally sad.
Oh, what about cosplay chess?
That's actually interesting.
Are you playing chess with cosplay people, like
physically
correct. As like all the pieces?
Yeah. So there'll be like dramatic deaths, crossover attacks, and even some prizes.
Ooh, prizes.
Yeah.
Let's see, all these science fiction. All like the guest stuff seems to be under science fiction, you know.
I want to crash the cosplay one that's eyes on, hands off, with a boombox playing that If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy.
Well, I thought we were going to play We Don't Wanna Take Our Clothes Off. I love that song.
Me too.
Sorry, really, so we can get some cherry wine.
Oh my God! Pokemon cosplay battles.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. I'm down. All right.
Cosplay for Doctor Who beginners. Here, take the scarf.
Put on this bow tie.
Bah, you're done.
Here's one. Sci-fi. Sex in space. This isn't your brother's sci-fi.
What?
I don't know. Like, my brother reads pretty good sci-fi. I got all my Isaac Asimov magazines from him, so I don't know why it wouldn't be his sci-fi too. I mean, we're kind of close in age. I don't consider him particularly prudish, so I don't.
I want to go to the basic photography panel and act like I don't know anything about photography, and I'd be like, I don't know how to work this super expensive camera I have. It's like, my son got it for me, and how did he put it on auto? And then they'll just get mad at me.
ask the dumbest, like most specific questions about cameras.
Like, how do I upload this picture into Instagram? It's on my camera.
Oh God, there's gonna be Dalek races.
Yeah,
oh,
God, on Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. in the sports arena. Join us to watch and cheer on different styles of Daleks compete.
I am excited. I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, I know. That's God.
That's gonna be like the hot dogs races at like the baseball games and stuff.
I know. I'm so excited. Like that could be the highlight of Comic Palooza, you guys.
Yeah. If they fall over.
Yeah, and they'll be like exterminate, exterminate. It'll be awesome.
Oh man, I wonder if they're gonna have like commentators. There's so many ways they could take that. I'm really. Legitimately excited about this, like more so than anything now.
Oh, also, oh,
winner gets to kill Doctor Who. What?
Also, Sunday and Saturday from 8:30 to 10, the Dim Dam Dames video game show is going to be presented.
Oh, good.
Oh,
and on Friday, they might come out and do like a little number for everybody.
Ooh.
I think we all have to highly recommend that. You know.
Yes, that is actually a really really good show.
Yeah.
Don't take your kids, but it's really good.
Yeah, we had the ladies.
Or take your kids if you're a cool parent.
And they're very cool and they're very they just love doing burlesque, and it's an awesome show.
And no matter what, they're classy ladies.
Yes,
they're very awesome.
They're really
super classy.
Cool.
They're classy broads.
And and the guys, dude, are hilarious. The hosts, hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Look,
what's his name? I forgot the dude's everything because they were like, you know, half naked bone. But I mean, he was really good.
Man.
Oh, why aren't we in this podcast panel?
I don't know. Maybe we can be in that podcast panel.
Maybe we should just take it over.
Maybe we should just show up.
Mutiny.
Maybe we just bring a laptop and we play our podcast out of a speaker.
Just really loud. Or just
at the podcast panel and be really mad.
Yeah.
We record our podcast playing at the podcast.
Just have panel. Let's put a table on the opposite side of the room and just podcast from that table.
No. We'll we will probably more than likely show up to the podcast panel to show support to our podcast brethren.
Yeah, and the, you know, local podcasters unite, you know?
Exactly. So that should be cool.
Hey, Belly Dance Workshop. We gotta,
yeah.
Maybe we gotta do that show our, you know, we can show our ladies how to shake our hips, you know?
We're gonna be so busy.
I was thinking about it today and, like, talking to customers at work about it, and they're like, oh, are you going to Comic Blues? And I'm like, yeah, and aren't you excited to get away from the store for a bit? And I'm like, I'm going to be putting in more work there than I am here making drinks. But I'm okay with it. It's fun.
I like this. William Shakespeare's Star Wars from the Classic Theater Company. I might have to go to that because I'm a literary dork.
Nerd.
What's your favorite literary?
My favorite literary is an O.
My favorite literary is ever.
Literary is Stephanie Myers.
I like E. E. I like the 50 Shades.
I like W. E. Dubois.
I like romance novels.
There's geeks who drink. I still think we should go and, like, you know, show them up, because between all of us, we have, you know,
we're already
just a giant chasm of knowledge.
No.
That is cheating. We can't do that.
No. Hold on. Let me tell you this. In case you guys didn't know, Andrew Ginger, that works with us with the comics and everything, mm-hmm. his team actually took, like, stomped everybody in the Avengers Geeks Who Drink Trivia.
Oh.
I could see that.
And then they went and stomped everybody at the Star Wars one, too, for May the 4th.
Oh, wow.
So we'll just have him do our dirty work.
All right. Cool.
Okay, yeah. But, he's our Geek Who Drink King.
But if he needs people for video games, there's us here. I'm pretty sure we can knock any video game trivia out.
Oh, for, I think it's Saturday... Do you guys want to go play, like, a board game, like a live-action board game?
Yeah!
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Annie and Jeremy from Eighth Dimension Comics are actually playing, what is it? It's kind of a LARP thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, let me see if I can read the description.
You had me at kind of a LARP thing.
Yeah.
We're running LARP
night. I'm already down.
Well, this is what she told me. It's... Night on Earth, the board game, or Last Night on Earth, the board game.
Ooh.
But it's life size with actual people being the humans and zombies.
Ooh.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds. I like this more than cosplay chess.
Well, we should go. They have one on.
Dalek races.
Yeah.
Dalek races and live action role playing.
Well, they're doing it on Friday at 3, so we're going to go be zombies and. Real people and kill each
other.
Awesome.
It'd be awesome cool. if the Daleks can come in and run over to cosplay chess.
And I'll be the 14-year-old who stays up too late drinking Mountain Dew and eating Doritos and gets mad at everybody.
Guys, what if the Daleks escape the Dalek races and go on a rampage at Comic Palooza?
Destroy Comic Palooza.
And then all the doctors have to team up to fight them. oh my god.
My friend, you just wrote an episode.
Well, that we covered maybe 15% of the schedules that panels that are being scheduled, and there's even ours on Saturday from 1:30 to 2:30, where you can bring out your kids. We will hand them a blank zine, teach them how to release their creativity, I guess, and create their own one. Maybe even trade it around with some of the people there. What else are we doing? Well, we have that party. We have everything else. And actually, you can find all this information on spacecitynerd.com right now, including how to get in if you are a U.S. veteran on Memorial Day for free. And also, it might be too late now, but you can try. And if you're a teacher, you can take your kids on a field trip to Comic Palooza.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. Check out our Facebook page for any other little things that we'll be having. And during the con, we ourselves will be uploading pictures every night, posting up blurbs, In case, like, Stan Lee comes and punches one of us, we'll let you know.
Mr. Anko.
Or Stan Jim, Lee yeah. could punch
Stan
anybody.
Stan Lee will not punch he anybody. Wouldn't. He'll punch us with a hug.
No.
Well, if we get a hug from Stan Lee, we'll let you guys know as soon as... But, yeah. We'll see you guys there. If you guys see us roaming around on the floor looking lost, say hi to us, please.
Give us a high five. I want a high five.
Yeah, that social interaction really does us wonders. Mm-hmm. So says our doctors.
Mm-hmm. But and I'll be the one with the red carnation in his jacket.
Okay, just go.
So thank you guys for listening. We will come back with all these news, all the... we'll come back next week, hopefully with a bunch of exciting news. And yeah, thanks a lot.